My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. In Richmond, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. Download that Odyssey app. It's great. And you can also, of course, watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You know those spots during the break where you'll hear some random saying, yeah, the Junkies are, who are those people? The Junkies, have you ever paid attention to the promos?
Not like a promo.
It's like some random guy goes, yeah, it's EB, JP, Cakes, and Lurch. I love them. Those guys get Rick.
Or yeah, I don't know who that person is.
Is that a new spot?
Yes, there's a few promos. And I'm curious, you know, now this is inside baseball, is it actually a random guy on the street, or did they make a sales guy read it?
They probably made like a voice guy read it.
Didn't CK say that you didn't really want us to talk about it, but they maybe hired a new voice guy or something?
Yeah, no, I think it's different from the voice guy.
Okay, I don't know. You can maybe play it during the next segment.
I'll tell you guys during the break.
Okay.
But Mike's on line one.
Got it.
All right, we've got Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM. Big game for the Nationals last night. Offense got going. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, how are you?
By the way, Mike, of course, is brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. It's got to be somewhat rewarding when your young guys like James Wood and C.J. Abrams both go yard. C.J. Abrams hit a pitch that was like eye level.
Yeah, I mean, the young guys have kind of been carrying us a little bit with their energy and, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. So that's all good. You know, when you got your, you know, your potential, you know, core pieces for the future, you know, Ruiz had a big night and James and CJ all played well, and Louis's been on fire. So that's reassuring and refreshing to see those guys finish the season strong, and we've got a lot of games left, and hopefully that continues.
Mike, is it a real outlier to find hitters that like high balls, that are like well above the strike zone? some guys that just proficient at hitting balls like that. Like what's that like when you're scouting guys? Do you find some guys that just like high pitches?
You know, Vladimir Guerrero, the Hall of Famer, was a notorious bad ball, good bad ball hitter. And they are very difficult to find because, you know, the pitch that CJ hit yesterday is a pitch we oftentimes tell our hitters not to swing at. You know, it's neck high and it's 94
it's
hard to get on top of. But, he seemed to get his hands on top of it, the barrel. You know, out of the yard. So I think that, like we preach to our hitters all the time, and as a young lineup, it's one of the most difficult things for a young player to do is to recognize what your strengths are within the strike zone and your weaknesses, and because the pitchers are going to exploit your weaknesses, and you have to stick with your strengths. So I think that CJ was guessing fastball and he got one. He was prepared for it, even though it was probably a little bit out of the strike zone.
So McKenzie pitched yesterday. Is he getting back on track-ish, do you feel like?
Well, he gutted through that. I know that much. That was an easy game that oftentimes we've seen it, pitchers in the past just folded up, after four in the first. And they're out in the third inning, and it's a bullpen game, and that it gets ugly. So tip of the cap to him. He grinded it out to five and got rewarded with a win. But he wasn't crisp. He wasn't sharp. But that's part of the process. With these young starters, it's learning how to win without your best stuff and grinding it through and getting the team a W and pitching long enough to get a win is important. So tip my cap to him. Without his best command, he gutted it through and got us a W.
Overall, are you pleased where the young pitchers are?
Definitely. I think to me that is a strength of our roster. We've got four young guys in the rotation right now. We've got four or five more down in the farm system that we think will be major league starting pitchers in the near future. Some of them have extreme high upsides and could be front of the rotation guys, and we've got some depth. So I think pitching has been is a strength in the organization on the big league side. The steps forward that Parker and Hers and Gore and Urban have made have been remarkable. Credit to Hickey and Doolittle for those improvements and different pitch shapes and different grips and just a different mindset of pounding the strike zone and getting guys out over the plate and how to attack big league hitters. So I think it's been very encouraging. One of my real bright spots during the season, throughout the season, has been watching these guys develop and really compete.
You talk about Wood, like there was so much hype with him coming up, and he certainly had some incredible moments. Guys, no moment seems too big for him, right? Seems to fit right in. What are the strengths and weaknesses? Is he right where you thought he would be about at this point?
Yeah, he's progressing beautifully at the big league level. For a player at his age, that can do the things that he could do on the baseball field, it's incredible. With that said, we knew there were going to be growing pains defensively, base running wise, playing a new position, hitting against these extreme tough left-handed pitchers is going to be a challenge to any left-handed hitter. But I think that you see constant slow progression and the precision that he puts into his workouts have been great. He's performed admirably for us. And I think you're just seeing this kid scratch the surface of what he can be. But again, this is a game that when you get to the big leagues at such a tender age, there's growing pains and there's things that you have to work on. Everybody we've ever brought up, Soto, Harper, Rendon, all these young guys that we brought out at such a tender age that they have to learn the ropes and these big leaguers. There's no higher league. This is as good as it gets. These are the best players in the world, and on a daily basis, they could humble you, and this game will humble you, and you have to just keep your nose to the grindstone, just keep grinding away.
joined by Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. So Wood steals two bags last night. How different is it mechanics-wise for a guy who's 6'7", like Wood, to steal a base than it is for a 6-foot guy? Or is it a huge advantage for James because he's got longer legs and arms to swipe the extra bags?
You know, I think it's a really good question. I'm trying to figure that out in my mind. But I played with some long, lanky players in the past. So, you know, I was a minor league teammate with Devon White for a couple of years, and you know, he had that long, striding type of base stealing ability. And I think James is kind of in that same vein. How long does it take you to get to your optimal speed? And what do you do around the base? What type of slide? Being longer, I would imagine it makes it makes it easier to get in under a tag. But when you kind of look at the base stealing mechanics of a long levered guy like James Wood and a shorter player like Jacob Young, they're both elite base runners and base stealers. They just do it in a different way.
So fans are excited about these young players. You talked about your young arms. We're talking about James Wood, C.J. Abrams, all these young players. Are we a month away from seeing Dylan Cruz?
A month away? I don't put any timetable on when we bring up guys. You know, we always say when they're ready to come up, we're gonna bring them up. It needs to benefit him personally, developmentally. It needs to benefit the lineup and our everyday approach at the games. He's a hell of a player. He's learning the ropes again at the AAA level. We really like the fact that he's increased his walk ratio and he has decreased his strikeout ratio. That was a goal that we set when we moved him to AAA. So he's well on his way to achieving that. He's just an all around really good player. His defense in center field, we've got him playing some right field to give him some versatility, has been elite, outstanding. He's driving the baseball more. And I think that, he's a guy that in his very, very early minor league career is showing what type of player he's going to be in the big leagues.
What about House?
House is, he's a younger player. He's got more at-bats in the minor leagues. He's doing extremely well at the AAA level. He gives you, he's showing that the prodigious power that we think that's in there. He's showing glimpses of that. When he hits them, they stay hit and they go a long way. He's learning the speed of the AAA game at the hot corner at third base. And we think that he's got a great ability defensively. He's going to be a great big leaguer. The only question is when does he get here and when is he ready?
Right.
All right, Mike. Good stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Thank you, buddy.
It's Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. EB's entertainment page next here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. 910 The Fan, that's in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks.
Should mention, Jay Gruden will be on with Grant today from 2 to 4 in studio. So don't miss Coach Jay Gruden. Love 2 to 4. He's always fun. So he'll be sitting in studio with Grant Paulson at 2 o'clock. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB, your boy Mike Walker, what does he do?
He has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% of most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more, BMWFairfax.com. I just found out that he's a big silly now, like in charge of all the BMWs owned by Sonic.
Interesting.
Yeah, Mike blowing up.
Big Sonic, Lily, the video game character?
No. It's a automobile company. They own all these dealerships.
Is Sonic the Hedgehog?
It's definitely a hedgehog. Okay.
It's also a silly restaurant with all kinds of menu items.
Yes,
oh my
it
God.
Is. This
is
correct.
Usually a drive, almost like a drive-in.
It's a weird bit.
Do they come out on like roller skates?
They have
I don't think they do that anymore.
I think they used to do that.
Yeah.
But they definitely have a drive-through, and then you also have like pull into a parking spot. And you can order the food
and they roller
from a board
it out
right there.
Yeah,
and they used to roller skate it out. I'm not sure if they still do that or not.
Yeah, they probably had employees.
I would think that that's a
hurt.
Big, like workplace injury.
You got to sign a big old waiver.
Yeah, if I were the Sonic CEO, I would say, let's do away with the Heelys or the roller skates. Let's just have people bring the food out with their feet.
But it was probably a big nostalgia play because when we grew up, we watched Happy Days, and I believe at Arnold's, at least like in the shots, most of the scenes were inside, but there was an outside part where they would roller skate to
right. I quizzed my daughter the other day on what was Fonzie's catchphrase.
Why would she know? She's 22.
I asked her, and
I can't even remember. I mean, I know I've watched Happy Days a million times. But
it's a letter, just, EB.
A.
And he also say, sit on it, Potsy.
He would do that, but his go-to was thumbs up, and he'd go, My daughter said, yee. I said, that's incorrect,
close
but it's a good guess. A solid guess by you.
Yeah. I would have given her close enough.
We are all holes.
All right, couple just personal things. So I watched Dirty Pop yesterday for people that missed the early part of the show. How are we doing this? On a 4-star scale?
Generally,
can we do it out of
five?
Out of five? Yeah. I think I would give it 4 stars.
Okay.
Four root canals.
Okay. Four root canals out of five.
It's a little
solid.
Too much about the Ponzi scheme stuff. Like, I got it. He was a scammer.
Well, that stuff fascinates me.
You just want to know about O-Town and LFO?
I don't care about O-Town as much, but I did like the back, you know, the old videos of these guys, you know, when they're 18, 19 years old, kind of learning their craft and going to the malls and performing and the middle schools and everything.
Going to Hot Topic at the mall.
Well, no, they were actually going to the malls to perform.
I know.
Anyway, I really liked it. Check that out on Netflix if you're bored. And then I believe they debuted yesterday, because I got an email about it, the Bears. That's going to be the in-season Hard Knocks, right? Or is that just preseason?
I'd assume it's preseason.
I think it's just
the preseason. And then who's going to be regular season?
The AFC North, the entire conference is being the in-season.
So check that out.
That's basically just NFL films now. Like, remember NFL films, you would see great access? That's what it sounds like Hard Knocks is going to become.
Maybe.
In season.
Maybe you're right. I never really watched a lot of that. All right, football news. Dude, I think it might be a stroke of genius, although it's kind of for a nubs program. Does FIU have a great reputation in football cakes?
No.
Not really, right?
Not at all, actually.
Got to cross this off my fact or fictions.
Pitbull has apparently bought the rights, the naming rights, and the venue there is going to be called Pitbull Stadium.
I mean, Pitbull's worth a lot of dough, so that it actually makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I guess it's
Mr.
good marketing.
Worldwide cakes.
Yep.
$1.2 million per year. Sounds cheap, but it's because it's FIU. It's
right.
Not like it's Florida State.
Yeah, he's not.
Mar was telling me this is a stroke of genius by Pitbull.
Yeah.
Because since he owns the stadium now, he doesn't have to rent it out to do concerts.
That is brilliant.
So he gets the
right?
whole.
He doesn't own the stadium. He just has the name.
In the contract.
His deal gives him the, like he's saying, permission to use the stadium.
Yeah, he gets free use of the stadium for 10 days per year.
See, that? I mean, that would be 10 Pitbull concerts per year.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
And he takes all
the capacity
money.
Is 20,000, and that's without putting regular seats on the football field. So you think 30,000 for a concert times, you know, 10 different concerts,
it's
making his money back easily.
It's actually brilliant by him. He's a brilliant
genius.
Marketeer and moneymaker. It's very smart.
Pitbull's kind of selling.
He's an entrepreneur.
What's his most recent hit?
I don't know,
but this is just early 2000s.
And I remember CK met him years ago and said he's the nicest guy on the
really?
Planet. CK said about him.
He did an interview with Stern years ago. He came across very charming.
I would have a nice off between my guy, Brett Michaels, and Pitbull and see who's nicer. Mm. But
it'd be hard to beat Brett.
I mean, it'd be tough, in my opinion, at least.
So Zac Efron had that incident at the pool. Apparently, what happened was, I'm not reading.
Let me guess. This is always the excuse. Dehydrated.
No. Well, I don't know. They say he dove into the pool, but it was only like, I think it was only like 5 foot deep or something.
That's a good way to snap your neck like
a twig.
And
his chest hit the bottom of the pool. And then, I mean, I don't know if it was, maybe he was hammered. They say he ingested a ton of water into his lungs. And so security had to pull him out of the pool after he was showing signs of distress. He was dazed momentarily. So they took him to the hospital. They had x-rays on his chest. There was no water in his lungs. He's fine. But this guy's had like multiple incidents, you know, where he's like crashing and burning. So you know, he's like, I don't know what's going on with him. And of course, everybody's just kind of freaked out by his weird jawline now and how all weird that's
everybody's
gotten.
Freaked out by it.
Well, I mean, he doesn't look like that innocent like kid, sort of normal dreamy kid. Now he just looks like weird.
Looks like Father Time just smashed him over the face with a ton of bricks.
Big time. So apparently, this is a weird story. The wife of a Top Chef's exec. Is that a show?
You might want to read. You might want to reread the.
Is it Chiefs?
Oh, it's a Chiefs.
I thought it was Chiefs.
I'm sorry. The wife of a Chiefs. I thought it was one of the Top Chef shows. The Top Chiefs exec was overheard saying that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are actually already engaged.
Oh,
really?
Do you believe that?
Yeah, you know what? There's no chance
they're keeping it super secret.
There's no chance. Ben Affleck in jail lasted 2 years. I give 2 years top.
Hold on.
I didn't think they'd last this long.
Yeah, give me double or nothing on our bet.
What's the bet?
I think we're in the books. Cakes, you might want to look this up.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I said yes, that Taylor and Travis's relationship would last until week one of the NFL season. You have no. I think it's for like $10 too.
Oh, you need to break them up fast.
They're not going
to
break up in 2 weeks. Doesn't look like. I can't double.
I'll double or nothing that their marriage, if they are married, lasts longer than 2 years.
I've got it right here. Tay-Tay Kelsey relationship survives till when? EB, break up before NFL kickoff 2024. So we got less than a month till that happens.
Yeah, I'm going to lose
Valdez
that one.
Valdez is after. $5 wager.
$5.
Only $5.
I will do double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
For two, add in double or nothing. We're going to now make it a $10 bet. Right. Gonna be divorced by August 7th, 2026.
Hold on. They're not getting married.
That's got to be. You
the story is.
You got to add at least $5 per year.
No, they're engaged. That doesn't mean they're married.
Yeah.
You're gonna box yourself into 2 years from now?
Well, no, 2 years. Okay, so 2 years of marriage.
2 years from
marriage.
From wedding day.
All right.
The longest bet ever.
Yeah. This is an open-ended bet.
Might be collecting at a nursing home.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they've lasted this long. The family, though, seems invested.
Which family?
The Kelsey family. Like, they are all, you know, she was going to the box and everything like that. I think it makes it harder for a breakup.
I don't know. They got to be two of the most annoying people. I can't imagine it.
Did he sign a $100 million deal with his brother for the podcast?
Yeah, their podcast. $100 million.
No.
I'm telling you.
They got to
we keep missing the boat.
Radio just sucks.
I mean, where's our $100 million deal?
We get paid good. I'm not saying that we don't. We get paid great money.
We don't get $100 million.
We don't get $100 million.
Let us please put that out there.
All like Bill Simmons, $250 million. This girl talks about sex for a week. She gets $85 million. I mean, it's unbelievable. Rogan, half a billion.
Dak Shepard got like $100 million.
Bit season.
Bit season. He's going to get $25 million.
We
missed the boat.
Screwed the pooch.
Yeah.
We missed the boat. It's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know how to equate it, but like we went to like an old technology. Like it's almost like we were like on iPods or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, radio was cool
in the 40s.
Yeah. No, but it was cool 20 years ago. Like, guys were making boatloads of cash.
I know.
We
missed every huge money-making opportunity somehow.
Yeah, like the big home, the big score.
The huge windfall, the life-changing
FU money score. We missed the FU money score.
Yep.
Like, I'm doing fine. I'm fine. I have millions. But I'm not, I didn't get the FU money. I don't have the FU money.
I understand what you're saying. The heyday money.
Yeah. The peak money.
Yeah.
The opie money.
Like $5 million a year each.
Yeah. But that, I mean, $5 million a year each. I would have an outrageous cocaine habit.
Those guys are doing. I know. I mean,
Don and Mike money.
Don and Mike would be several Mike million prime. A year I know. Yeah. each. In several prime, million yeah. a year each. We got a fire.
Bubba the Love Sponge money.
Tom Clem money.
What was Bubba
Rush
making?
Limbaugh money.
Oh, I mean,
oh, yeah, those
countless
guys.
Money.
Sean Hannity.
Yeah. But now it's out. We should have done YouTube and podcasts. Never done this traditional radio stuff.
We screwed up.
Missed it, man.
You know what's weird is the show was probably the first to ever podcast.
I know. I mean, and I give CK credit. He was the first to
he was a like, pioneer.
He was like, get this on the podcast, you know?
And we've made so much money from it.
Can we monetize? We're the only people that can't monetize a podcast.
We've never made a dollar.
I guess Odyssey wants to show us off. You guys get that email, right?
Yeah.
Odyssey wants to show us off because we're the biggest streaming or whatever podcast show in the company.
Home company.
All the different markets. We're the biggest one.
Yeah, Boomer. More than Boomer.
Everybody in the country. We're the top one, right?
The bell cow.
I don't think I've made more than $100 from it.
Nothing to show for it.
$100? If you've made $100, it's $100 more than I've made.
I mean, I've never really been compensated directly because of the podcast.
I blame the Eatmans.
Yeah. Does our agent know that Spotify exists? Can he call Spotify once?
mean, Spotify, they're just giving away money.
You know this. The last few times that we've had our agent negotiate, we've had to give him basically tips on who to call.
This is way more entertaining than anything else on the entertainment page. I can tell you that right now.
Our missed opportunities.
Radio Insider.
And career's almost over. I'm 20 years from death.
Radio Insider.
ESPN offered us a contract. We were like, not interested.
This should say
Radio
Podcast Insider instead of Radio Insider.
We should have done YouTube. Should have been early.
I mean, you never know. If we had taken the ESPN gig, maybe it would have blown up. And
no, I would have been fired. That show
sucks. We'll do a YouTube.
Show, but our talent would have emerged.
I show slow.
Like I'm just trying to think. It's like
your guy.
Yeah. What can you give me like an old technology? It'd be like if we bought into like corded phones or something.
Bought in like telegraph service. Hey, we got some new technology.
DSL. Hey, DSL. Yeah.
Like CDs. Yeah, dial up.
Yeah, let me get the latest junk CD. Yeah.
Or VHS tapes.
Hey, the station does have a YouTube though.
Huh?
The station has a YouTube.
Yes.
I know, it's great. Yeah, great. I'm great.
That's great. What Mike Marr does every day.
I know, great. I wanted to do well, but
you guys are on YouTube.
I know. Just everyone else is getting these massive scores. We're Hall of Famers, and we never hit the Hall of Fame.
Turns out we're compilers. We're just compilers.
Hey, you're the B-Mitcher Radio. Hey, we need
Rivers of Rainbow.
Yeah, you need Anthony Cumia to lobby on your behalf.
Yeah, we're the Harold Baines of radio.
This is our lot in life.
God. Harold Baines made a boatload of cash. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? You need
working too hard.
When Mad Dog Russo goes into the Hall of Fame, he needs to mention
how much money that guy's made.
How many days have you been back from your vacation working too hard? 3 days.
It's only Wednesday.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I love that Joe Pa clip.
Joe Pa clips. They just slay. How are these not making us millions of dollars?
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
That was like...
Can you hear me, Mad Dog? I mean,
those slay to this day. Those clips... I mean,
that was like a year before he died.
How long has Joe Pa been gone?
I don't know.
He's been gone for a while.
It was like literally like a year before he donked off.
Yeah.
Anyway,
just helping Mad Dog make millions.
I don't know. Yeah, everyone else is making just millions upon millions upon millions. Like in 1 year.
Mad Dog shows up on an ESPN show. They're like, oh, how much can we pay you? Can we give you $100,000 per appearance?
I think they give him $10,000 per
appearance. Okay, whatever. The $10,000.
He goes on 1 day a week. $10,000. Boom.
Bill Simmons is making $50 million a year.
He started as a blogger. I said this yesterday or the other day.
I know. We basically, guy. Hey, you basically guys had, started
maybe
at the
if
same
I
time.
AOL blog.
We basically started at the same maybe, time. He started blogging. We worked at radio. We thought we were like we were the kings. Turns out he's the king.
Yeah, he's just stuck with your massive blogs.
We should have done blogs.
We did AOL blogs before that.
We should have just done blogs.
AOL Fan House, I believe it was called.
Somehow we botched it.
How is my Double Crown blog not making me millions? Yes.
What was Lurch had one? Don't sleep on Hashim Thabeet.
Yeah. Hey, let's throw buckets of money at these guys for these amazing takes.
Hey, if you're old or if you're old, we are old. If your old car
definitely old.
Or old truck has seen better days, donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation and turn that unwanted vehicle into support for our veterans. You'll get free pickup and a tax break, and our veterans will get the life-saving services they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO. That's 877-718-HERO. Or go to purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today. Coming up at 9:50, we'll give you a chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's. Of course, it's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. But we have somebody on the line who allegedly, you never know, can be a twister, allegedly wants to give you some props, EB.
He's calling in from Wyoming. Must
I don't
be
know,
listening
this seems...
on the Odyssey app.
So I can tell you're worried.
It's probably a mistaken ID, or like it's like probably for cakes, or I don't know.
I don't know. Let's hear about
it. It's a non sequitur.
Nick from Wyoming.
Nick, what's up? Nick, are you there?
I was listening.
Yeah.
Nick, hold on. Are you a transplant, like DC guy, and now is in Wyoming? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah. Transplant out here for work.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What's going on, man? What moved you to call today?
So I'm listening to the podcast on Tuesday. You're talking about carrying all your kids' stuff down to the beach, and they're riding the bikes and having a great time. While, like, I can just imagine you. It's like the opening scene from, or like the opening credit scene from Yes Dear, like schlepping all the stuff, just miserable. While your kids have a great time, you're so concerned with them having fun.
Oh, no, I was pissed at them.
You were.
Oh, Yes Dear was an awful show. I can't believe you referenced it.
Who was in Yes Dear? I can't even fathom who was in
it. Wasn't that the guy from Taxi? Was Judd Hirsch?
No. I can play it for you, Cakes. I don't know the name of the guy.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? There's ads. I can't figure out what you're doing.
That guy. It wasn't ads. He was like some sort of comedian guy.
I don't know. I don't recognize that tripe.
Anyway.
Anyway. Anyway, so go ahead, Nick.
You didn't say that when I was listening on the podcast, and I was like, this guy's so committed to his kids. Like, he puts them first. He prioritizes them. Like,
no, I was committed to my booze. I had to get my booze to the beach.
Yeah, he's such a committed day drinker. He had to get all the booze.
Yeah,
down
but
to the
and
ocean.
I also needed a chair to sit in.
Right.
So you can't stand and drink all day.
No, right. And I needed to bring my speaker. So I mean, there's a lot of crap I had to carry.
Isn't that usually the role of most dads?
Yeah, most dads.
Most dads are the ones that carry the junk.
They lug all the S. Yeah. But your kids can throw a chair on their back while they're biking, which I did establish later in the week. But I do think I'm a good dad, but I don't know if that was necessarily a great example of it.
I don't know. Dad liked to be resentful about it, too, after the fact.
Hmm?
He sounded a little resentful.
I mean, it was a pain in the ass. Yeah.
He had to bring his speaker so he could listen to Morgan Wallen and not talk to his kids.
I talk to my kids plenty. They don't have anything interesting to say at the beach.
You're a pain in the ass!
We had plenty of interaction. We played spike. I think I went 6-1 on the week, Cakes.
Not
ball.
To keep me score or anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. I had one L, took one L. I don't know how.
Cakes, your star.
Probably my daughter's problem.
Your star of Yes, Dear, which was a CBS comedy for 6 seasons sitcom.
Judd Hirsch
was a guy named Anthony Clark.
Never heard of that person.
But Mike O'Malley was on the show.
Mike O'Malley. Yeah.
And it was Greg Garcia.
Former Junkies guest.
Mike O'Malley.
He was the Rick.
The Rick.
Okay. That's what he's the most known for.
That's when we did the NBC red carpet. Isn't that the guy?
He was very nice.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Then we met and interviewed Christian Slater, and Christian Slater is such a shrimp, he had to stand on the couch to take a picture with us.
Right, because he didn't want to take a picture next to Big Giant Jason.
And Big Giant Cakes.
Meanwhile, Cakes and I took a picture with Mike Moore's buddy last week, the basketball player. We look like shrimps.
Yeah, Jordan Miller.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to take pictures here, especially with tall NBA ballers. Mm-hmm. I just look like I'm coming off the
cast. You do want to take a picture with Christian Slater, though.
Nah, he's generally considered like a heartthrob from back in the day.
There's no way he still looks like that.
He's dreamy.
You're taller than him.
Not by a lot.
Okay, but you got him.
Not by much.
I think you got him.
I don't know.
He had to stand on a couch.
We might have to have a tall off.
He's listed at 5'9".
Yeah, wears heels.
Yeah, he's wearing.
Dude, if he's listed at 5'9", that means he's 5'7".
Yeah. We're going to play Fact or Fiction here. If you want to call in, 800-636-1067. It's a game show Wednesday. EB actually took one of my Fact or Fictions.
About Pitbull?
Yeah, it's going to be Fact or Fiction. He's got a stadium named after him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a trend? If you had, EB probably would do it. Knowing EB, if you had dumb money, would you name FedEx Field EB Stadium?
No, but I would. No. EB or Junks? I mean, no.
Well, whatever. No, no. Just
me, my
Eric
own
Pickle
ego.
Stadium.
I would maybe do that for Maryland or something.
Well, did you see the follow-up?
It'd be what more affordable.
You'd be like, what happened to Bird? Oh, apparently, it's now Eric Pickle Stadium.
The Pitbull Stadium, it's the full name is, because the car dealership also, they named the field inside the stadium. So the full name of it is South Dade Kia Field at Pitbull Stadium. Oh, how salty God. Are they that they're now getting...
They just got trounced.
They're getting re-raised by Pitbull.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to call the real name.
Didn't the Heat Arena, Brazzers want to buy the naming rights
they
to that?
A few years ago.
067.
What are you doing?
800-636-1067 if you want to play fact or fiction.
You've never
did
tried
the,
one of those.
Did the pole way. Vaulter guy respond to Cam Soda?
I don't know
if he took up with the offer.
I don't think any of these people
ever take the offer. I would be intrigued if one of these celebrities take the offer.
Honestly, with $250K, it'd be great, but it wouldn't really change your life at this point.
No.
Yeah.
No, but if you're 21 and you have no money and you've spent your whole life dedicating to pole vaulting, which is make no money.
Yeah.
All right. And you're not even good enough for a bronze.
What's he gonna do next? Radio?
So he's making no money? That could be life changing.
Hey, I'm 37. I'll show my hog for a quarter milli.
I mean, a quarter of a million if he invested as a 21-year-old.
We have to be a performer though, Valdez. $250K, Cam Soda. You're the guy with the vitiligo penis.
Hey, the vitiligo king.
It differentiates you.
I know.
You're a vitiligo
You're
king.
An oddity. And
what do you mean perform?
You got a solo performance.
Solo performance.
He's an expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've done it a million times.
That's fine.
Yeah. Quarter milli?
More solo
quarter
milli.
Now, would you have to have a phone call with your mother, or would you just pray that she never found out?
My parents are so old, the internet has passed them by.
So you wouldn't. Yeah. So you actually wouldn't even worry about that? If you had a scandalous video of you, pumping some old lady, would you be? And it was out there. Would you have to call your mom and warn her that there was a video?
I'd wait for her to come to me.
You would.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering how that would work.
You just wait it out.
Like your dad. You probably wouldn't want to tell your dad either.
No,
that'd be easier.
You wouldn't want to tell Bob.
Unless they're talking about it on Fox News, my dad's not going to see it.
Okay. All right.
But if he's at the beach, he has his binoculars, apparently. Yeah.
That your dad is a binoculars guy?
Solid move.
Your dad is, or you?
What? No. When I was a kid, my dad used to bring binoculars and check out hotties from the balcony.
I'm looking for humpback whales.
What was your mom think? She didn't care?
I don't think my mom cared.
She was punched out.
She was too fat to bang him anyway.
Oh, no. So mean.
All right, who's up for fact or fiction?
Let's go to Ron and Frederick. Ron,
hey, Ron,
what's up?
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
Ron, fact or fiction? Matt Valdez's brother, Framber Valdez, I pronounce his first name, was one out from a no-hitter last night, which would have been his second in his career.
Fiction.
Sorry, it's fact.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, 26 outs and gave up a tater.
That hurts.
All right, let's go to Hugh, one of Valdez's neighbors in the Dina.
All right, Hugh, fact or fiction. Jaden Daniels' NIL deals in his final year at LSU included brands like Powerade, Urban Outfitters, and Beats by Dre. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
That's a fact, sir.
Sorry, bro.
His deals.
All right, so we'll do caller number 10. Wipe out all these calls. Caller number 10, hook you up with a $50 gift card to Wendy's, introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty from your friends at Wendy's. It's a classic orangey flavor. I have a feeling this is an old read.
It's okay.
Head to your local Wendy's, open till midnight or later, and get yours limited time only, participating when these hours may vary by location. Be Mitch and Finley. They're coming up next here on The Fan today. Coming up at 9:50, we'll give you a chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's. Of course, it's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. But we have somebody on the line who allegedly, you never know, can be a twister, allegedly wants to give you some props, EB.
He's calling in from Wyoming. Must be listening on the Odyssey app.
Tell you're worried.
It's probably a mistaken ID, or it's probably for cakes, or I don't know.
Let's hear about
it. It's a non sequitur.
Nick from Wyoming.
Nick, what's up? Nick, are you there?
I was listening. Yeah.
Nick, hold on. Are you a transplant, like DC guy, and now's in Wyoming? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah. Transplant out here for work.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What's going on, man? What moved you to call today?
So I'm listening to the podcast on Tuesday. You're talking about carrying all your kids' stuff down to the beach, and they're riding the bikes and having a great time. While, like, I can just imagine you. It's like the opening scene from, or like the opening credit scene from Yesteryear, like schlepping all the stuff, just miserable. While your kids have a great time, you're so concerned with them having fun.
Oh, no, I was pissed at them.
You were.
Oh, Yesteryear was an awful show. I can't believe you referenced it.
Who was in Yesteryear? I can't even fathom who was
in. Wasn't that the guy from Taxi? Was Judd Hirsch?
No. I can play it for you, Cakes. I don't know the name of the guy.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? There's ads. I can't figure out what you're doing.
That guy. It wasn't ads. He was like some sort of comedian guy.
I don't know. I don't recognize that tripe.
Anyway,
Anyway, so go ahead, Nick.
You didn't say that when I was listening on the podcast, and I was like, this guy's so committed to his kids. Like, he puts them first, he prioritizes them. Like,
no, I was committed to my booze. I had to get my booze to the beach.
Yeah, he's such a committed day drinker. He had to get all the booze.
Yeah,
down
but
the
and
ocean.
I also needed a chair to sit in.
Right,
so you can't stand and drink all day.
No, yeah, right. And I needed to bring my speaker. So I mean, there's a lot of crap I had to carry.
Isn't that usually the role of most dads?
Yeah, most dads.
Most dads are the ones that carry the junk.
They lug all the s. Yeah. But your kids can throw a chair on their back while they're biking, which I did establish later in the week. But I do think I'm a good dad, but I don't know if that was necessarily a great example of it.
I don't know. Dad liked to be resentful about it, too, after the fact.
Hmm?
He sounded a little resentful.
I mean, it was a pain in the ass. Yeah.
He had to bring his speaker so he could listen to Morgan Wallen and not talk to his kids.
I talk to my kids plenty. They don't have anything interesting to say at the beach.
Stop being an ass!
We had plenty of interaction. We played Spike. I think I went 6-1 on the week, Cakes.
Not that you keep me score or anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. I had one L. Took one L. I don't know how.
Cakes, your star?
Probably my daughter's problem.
Your star of Yesteryear, which was a CBS comedy for 6 seasons. Sitcom.
Judd Hirsch
was a guy named Anthony Clark.
Never heard of that person.
But Mike O'Malley was on the show.
Mike O'Malley. Yeah.
And it was Greg Garcia.
Michael O'Malley, right? Former Junkies guest.
Mike O'Malley.
He was the Rick.
The Rick.
Okay. That's what he's the most known for.
That's when we did the NBC red carpet. Isn't that the guy?
He was very nice.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Then we met and interviewed Christian Slater, and Christian Slater is such a shrimp, he had to stand on the couch to take a picture with us.
Right, because he didn't want to take a picture next to Big Giant Jason.
And Big Giant Cakes.
Meanwhile, Cakes and I took a picture with Mike Moore's buddy last week, the basketball player. We look like shrimps.
Yeah, Jordan Miller.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't want to take pictures here, especially with tall NBA ballers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just look like I'm coming
you
off the
You do want to take a picture with Christian Slater, though.
Nah, he's generally considered like a heartthrob from back in the day.
There's no way he still looks like that.
He's dreamy.
You're taller than him.
Not by a lot.
Okay, but you got him.
Not by much.
I think you got him.
I don't know.
He had to stand on a couch.
We might have to have a tall off.
He's listed at 5'9".
Yeah,
wears heels.
Yeah, he's wearing.
Dude, if he's listed at 5'9", that means he's 5'7".
Yeah.
We're gonna play Fact or Fiction here. If you want to call in 800-636-1067, it's a game show Wednesday. EB actually took one of my Fact or Fictions
about Pitbull.
Yeah, it's gonna be Fact or Fiction. He's got a stadium named after him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a trend? If you had EB, probably would do it. Knowing EB, if you had dumb money, would you name FedEx Field EB Stadium?
No, but I would. No. EB or Junks? I mean, nobody.
Well, whatever. No, no. Just
me, my
Eric
own
Pickle
ego.
Stadium,
I would maybe do that for Maryland or something.
Well, did you see the follow-up?
It would be more affordable.
You'd be like, what happened to Bird? Oh, apparently, it's now Eric Pickle Stadium.
The Pitbull Stadium, it's the full name is, because the car dealership also, they named the field inside the stadium. So the full name of it is South Dade Kia Field at Pitbull Stadium.
Oh,
how salty are they that they're now getting?
They just got trounced.
They're getting re-raised by Pitbull.
Yeah,
nobody's
going to didn't call the real name.
Didn't the Heat Arena, Brazzers want to buy the naming rights
they
to
did.
That?
A few years ago.
067.
What are you doing?
800-636-1067 if you want to play fact or fiction.
You've never tried one of
those. Did the pole vaulter guy respond to Cam Soda?
I don't
know if he took up the offer.
I don't think any
offer.
Of these people ever take the offer. I would be intrigued if one of these celebrities take the offer.
For you, with $250K, it would. I mean, honestly, it'd be great, but it wouldn't really change your life at this point.
No.
Yeah.
No, but if you're 21 and you have no money and you've spent your whole life dedicated. You spent your whole life dedicating to pole vaulting, which is you make no money. Yeah. All right. And you're not even good enough for a bronze.
What's he gonna do next? Radio?
So he's making no money? That could be life changing.
I'm 37. I'll show my hog for a quarter million.
I mean, a quarter of a million if he invested as a 21-year-old.
We have to be a performer though, Valdez. $250K, Cam Soda. You're the guy with the vitiligo penis.
Hey,
the
vitiligo king.
It differentiates you.
Yeah. I know.
You're a vitiligo
You're
king.
An oddity.
What do you mean perform?
You got a solo performance.
Solo performance?
He's an expert.
Yeah, I mean, you've done it a million times.
That's fine. Yeah. Quarter million?
More solo
quarter
million.
Now, would you have to have a phone call with your mother, or would you just pray that she never found out?
My parents are so old, the internet has passed them by.
So you wouldn't. Yeah. So you actually wouldn't even worry about that? If you had a scandalous video of you, pumping some old lady, would you be? And it was out there. Would you have to call your mom and warn her that there was a video?
I'd wait for her to come to me.
You right. would. You
yeah,
would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm just wondering how that would work.
You just wait it out.
Like your dad, you probably wouldn't want to tell your dad either.
No,
that'd be easier.
You wouldn't want to tell Bob
unless they're talking about it on Fox News. My dad's not going to see it.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
But if he's at the beach, he has his binoculars, apparently.
That your dad is a binoculars guy?
Solid move.
Your dad is or you?
What? No. When I was a kid, my dad used to bring binoculars and check out hotties from the balcony.
He's looking for, I'm looking for humpback whales.
What would your mom think? She didn't care?
I don't think my mom cared.
She was punched out. She didn't care.
She's too fat to bang him anyway.
Oh, no. So mean.
All right, who's up for fact or fiction?
Let's go to Ron and Frederick. Ron,
hey, Ron,
what's up?
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
Ron, fact or fiction? Matt Valdez's brother, Framber Valdez, I pronounce his first name, was one out from a no-hitter last night, which would have been his second in his career.
Fiction.
Sorry, it's fact.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry about that.
26 yeah, outs and gave up a tater.
That hurts.
All right, let's go to Hugh, one of Valdez's neighbors in the Dina.
All right, Hugh, fact or fiction. Jaden Daniels' NIL deals in his final year at LSU included brands like Powerade, Urban Outfitters, and Beats by Dre. Is that fact or fiction? That's a fact, sir.
Sorry,
those
bro.
Deals.
All right, so we'll do caller number 10. Wipe out all these calls. Caller number 10, hook you up with a $50 gift card to Wendy's, introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty from your friends at Wendy's. It's a classic orangey flavor. I have a feeling this is an old read.
It's okay.
Head to your local Wendy's, open till midnight or later, and get yours limited time only, participating when these hours may vary by location. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.